This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
You have year-end goals. Constant Contact has what it takes to help you meet them faster. Sell more, raise more, and build real relationships with your audience with Constant Contact's digital marketing tools, all made to fast-track your success. Put the go in your 2024 goals with email, social, SMS, and customized marketing campaigns built for you in just a few clicks. Ready, set, go to ConstantContact.com and start your free trial today.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
We got a lot of football coming up. And as always, we're joined by our favorite, Bonnie Jill. So we're going to chill with Bonnie Jill. Bonnie Jill Laughlin, that is. She's a former NBA scout. She's a Cowboys insider, Longhorn fan, wine connoisseur, fluent in eight languages, expert in Tai Chi. What else am I missing here there, Bonnie? Anyway, let's start with the Cowboys here. I know that probably should
start.
Let's go ahead and get the bad stuff out of the way.
Okay.
You've covered the 49ers, the Cowboys, several teams, and you've probably, I would expect, have been around a bad team before. The Cowboys right now, what's the vibe when you go out to the Star? Is it down and out? Are they still fighting? What's your feel?
It's a little bit of both. I think the rookies are very frustrated. This is not a good team to be on as a rook. You know, you go through your rookie season. Troy Aikman will tell you it's tough to get that confidence, you know, when you're trying to do as much you can, develop, and there's a lot of pressure for you to do so much in your first year. A lot of the veterans seem like they're still trying to shake it off and man up for the next game. But the energy is still, you can tell it's a team that's going through a battle right now, and I just would love for them to get a win. Even, you know, mathematically, we're still in it. I don't even talk about playoffs. I just get some confidence
playoffs.
In these young kids. You know what I mean? Exactly. You sound like, playoffs?
Yeah.
Playoffs?
You're absolutely right about that.
I mean, but mathematically, they're still not out of it, Austin, if you can believe that. So, it's just, it's been tough as a fan. It's been tough as, you know, covering the team and just seeing nothing can go right. Like I say, it's like the wheels have fallen off the bus. There's no drive. No one's driving the bus, and the bus is on fire.
A very optimistic outlook by Bonnie Jill. Let's talk about Dak. I heard him say something that really kind of piqued my ears up a little bit here. He said he shed some tears after that Texas game.
Yeah.
Talk a little bit about his demeanor. Obviously, he's on the sidelines, can't do anything. How frustrated is he?
Oh, very much so. I mean, especially, you know, everything seemed great. He just newly engaged, got the contract he wanted, and then here we go with the injury. And I think he's looking more to the future that, you know, having now these two back-to-back injuries, especially one like this, it's pretty severe. First of all, when is he going to come back? Is he going to be the same type of quarterback? He's not a very mobile quarterback, but he can still run out of the pocket. So I think a lot of it is just thinking now the future of what's going on and just this team as a whole, because we don't even know the coaching situation. There's so many unknowns, Austin. So I think just seeing that they can't seem to get it done, and then you look in the future and how much needs to change, and will it change? I think it's like a combination of all of it.
You're absolutely right. And one thing they've got is the Washington Commanders, who seem to be on a very different trajectory. They seem to be a young, exciting team on the way up. Dan Quinn, our former defensive coordinator over there. Talk a little bit about that matchup. Jaden Daniels, can we stop that guy?
Oh, he's a beast. But you know one thing? It's like I've been a big fan of his, but you do notice that eventually defensive coordinators in the NFL, they're going to figure you out, right?
Yeah.
You're going to come back to earth a little bit, right? So that's one good thing. You know, people are realizing that their O-line is not that great. You can't put pressure on this kid. The problem is he finds every hole and able to scramble, and he can beat you with his legs, and he can beat you with his arm, and he's really good at on the run, throwing on the run. So, you know, being able to contain him and shaking him up right in the beginning, you know, let him know that, you know, we're here. You know, I think people are starting, teams are starting to, like, not really respect the Cowboys as a whole. So if we can go in there, right, you know, in the beginning, kind of shake it up, that'd be great. Their run game's not completely Robinson's. He's okay, but everyone runs against us, and they end up looking like Hall of Famers.
Emmitt Smith back there.
On the other side, yeah, and on the other side, we can't seem to establish a run. We try to. It just, you know, doesn't work. It's tough, and with Cooper Rush under center, you know, he's a pocket passer, so that's been tough for him to have to drop back 55 times. There's so many variables that are just not working out. I mean, to be honest with you, at this point, I know we're not mathematically out of it. I've already said that, but try Trey Lance. Let's just see. I mean, you trade a fourth-round pick for this guy. So let's
see what's wrong with that?
He's not had a lot of reps. He has not had a lot of snaps. I covered him with the 49ers, so... With that, though, he is mobile, and if you're trying to see what he's got for next season, then I want to see him in a matchup like this. Don't play him up against Carolina, then we can't see what he's really all about. Let's see, because if not, let's, you know, cut our ties there, too. So there's so many things. In CD, there's the injury there, and then you've got our O-line with Zach Martin, Hurt, and Tyler Smith. So this could be a very, very long day, Austin.
But let's hope that there's something better this weekend, and that's the Texas Longhorns taking on Kentucky. You know, Kentucky to me has always been one of those trap teams. They played Georgia very tough. And then you got another game coming up on Thanksgiving, the Texas A&M. Let's just hope Texas isn't overlooking this team, right, and thinking about those Aggies on Turkey Day.
Yeah, I know they're looking at that game, but I think they know that this is the last game at DKR, right, the seniors game. So I think they're going to be pumped and emotional for that, which should help. And like you said, that it is a trap game. So they are going to have to play better, because that Arkansas game was a little too close for comfort.
Oh, yeah, I know.
There was a lot of doubt, actually, on Texas's legitimacy, because they couldn't blow out Arkansas. So there's something to look there. I think Quinn Ewers, his footwork has been a little bit, I don't know, there's been some flaws here and there. So they got to work that running back room, because that's a little concerning, as well as the O-line, getting them kind of in rhythm. They should, obviously, on paper, they should beat this Kentucky team. But like I said, you know, they're really good on special teams. They have one of the best kick returners in the SEC. And, you know, they can capitalize on that the red zone is a struggle for the Wildcats. So there's some things back and forth to look at. But you never know, right? That's what scares me in a game like this. So I'm hoping, just because it is senior day and last game.
Yeah, it could be Quinn Ewers' last game there.
Right, exactly. So I think they'll be pumped up, and then you move on to A&M, which is almost like a playoff game.
Oh, it absolutely is. That's AR Scout Extraordinaire Bonnie Jill Laughlin talking about the Cowboys and Longhorns, as always. Thank you so much.